This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. American swimmer Michael Phelps pursues his sixth medal of the Athens Olympics today in the 200-meter individual medley. Phelps is the world record holder and favorite in the event. Teammate Natalie Coughlin is considered a good bet for her fourth Athens medal in the 100-meter freestyle swim. Medal rounds are also scheduled in badminton, fencing, gymnastics, judo, and weightlifting. Yesterday at the Games, some athletes returned to the roots of the Olympics, competing at the ancient stadium in Olympia for the first time in 16 centuries. NPR's Howard Berkus was there.
Legend has it that the Greek god Zeus fired a lightning bolt from atop Mount Olympus, scorching the earth 250 miles away. That spot became Olympia, birthplace of the Olympics. It seemed there yesterday that the heat still hadn't dissipated, as 18,000 people swarmed onto grassy, sunbaked slopes, rising above a dusty field two football fields long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ancient Olympia. To reach the stadium, please go straight ahead, but keep yourselves on the right side of the road.
There are no stands to sit on, just the grass. No electronic scoreboard, just large numbers posted on a sign rotated by hand. Embedded in the dirt on the field are two long lines of stone, start and finish lines for ancient sprinters when they raced here 2,000 years ago. The organizers of the modern games want a link to the past, so they scheduled the shot put competition in the ancient stadium and watched modern drama unfold.
And this row is for all of our rows.
This is Ukraine's Yuri Bilinov, cradling the shot against his neck before twisting like a spring and unleashing his final throw of the day. The throw tied Adam Nelson of the United States the leader despite five fouls. Nelson had one more chance for a clean and longer throw, which would win the gold medal. A judge raised a red flag signaling Nelson's sixth foul.
That was not a foul! That was not a foul! No, I did not! Look!
Slow motion replay showed Nelson did indeed foul by inches. He later apologized, conceding the gold medal to Bilinok. Earlier in the day, Russia's Irina Korzhenenko won the gold with the longest toss of the year in the first ever women's Olympic event in the ancient stadium. All the medalists were crowned with olive wreaths as in ancient times. Modern medals come tomorrow in a ceremony in Athens. People in the neighboring village of Olympia found the connection with the past moving.
The games came here, back home, where they were born. Not Athens. Athens is not where they were born. They were born here.
Vasilis Kalogiris operates a t-shirt shop in Olympia with his wife and son. His comments were interpreted by producer Taki Telenidis.
Today is truly a day that we give thanks for, and not just me, but everyone here in the village. There can't be a Greek in the whole country who isn't overjoyed with them coming back here today.
I don't think it's a privilege of Greeks that they feel something here. I think everybody can feel it.
Spiros Talianos is a school teacher in Olympia.
It's pride, and as far as concerned to me, whenever I come here, because I come quite often, I go for a stroll or for a walk in the ancient places here, because it's very calm and you get something like strength from all this coming here. Everyone, I think, can learn from something here.
The shot putters we approached back at the stadium did not hear the voices of the ancients in the wind. They were too focused on throwing far and not fouling. But South African Janus Roberts says he walked the dusty flat and stone borders of the ancient stadium the day before competition. It is the closest you can get to Greek history, he says. It takes you back there, just the way things feel, the way the sun shines, the trees look, and the way the horizon looks. It's the same, Roberts adds, as people saw it thousands of years ago. Howard Berkus, NPR News.